Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Tonight on Nightly Pop.
Have you not gotten involved in this yet?
No. You know how fragile I am?
Why you let me get this hairstyle and you don't know how to take it out?
That's like hearing a doctor say, well, I didn't know what the side effects were.
Right.
Bitch!
Right.
Hey, you guys know where I can find The Rock?
I've rolled down my windows when I got next to one. And then they go, hey, do you want to hop on this tour bus and see some celebrities?
Don't with my family. And I'm saying it to you kindly.
Sometimes, look, Housewives turns into Mortal Kombat. You got to finish a bitch. Okay?
Why you leaning back?
Because I regret what I said.
Slide in the bed with us starting right now. Nightly Pop. Morgan is off tonight, but Hunter and I have a very special guest. Justin Sylvester is here. Looking all bright and shiny, like a brand new penny for us. We love it.
You look great, Justin.
Thank you.
You both have your sweaters on, you know?
I stole this one from his thing.
Oh, you did?
Uh-huh.
I love it.
It worked. I like how you put the jeans on, casual for Nightly Pop, you know?
It's a party, right?
It's a party.
Y'all don't want to talk about my outfit? You both. Anyway, let's get started, Sam Parker Collection. Thank you very much.
Yes!
You guys, we got to talk about this crate challenge that everybody is obsessed with. I know you've seen it online. Even celebrities are getting involved. They've all commented on it this weekend. It's almost like the new Olympic hood sport. But you might get your ass taken to the hospital playing around. Take a look.
Wow!
Oh my God!
Come on, man. And I'm gonna buy you a zombie. Bitch. Yeah.
By the way, I know one thing about black people. Not one of those people were allowed to go to the hospital because your mama told you, nope, you did it, now you're gonna have to deal with it.
Oh my gosh. This challenge is ridiculous. It's dumb, but it is so much fun to watch. Have you not gotten involved on this yet?
No, you know how fragile I am?
I was like, yeah.
But I think the smaller you are, the better chances you have.
I think core-wise, I could maybe do it and get away with it. I'm allergic to gluten, though. You know, like, I don't have... My body's not made for anything.
These falls are awful. There, a couple of guys posted afterwards, and some of them had some serious injuries. One of them had to go to the hospital. Like, people are really hurting themselves on these crates.
So many dislocated shoulders is my guess. Broken ankles. That's what I imagine. It's so easy.
You're not getting the vaccine, but running up down crates like a crazy person, going to the hospital, breaking their damn neck.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm telling you. By the way, I grew up in the hood. And if you grew up in the hood like me, you probably heard this. If you didn't have something, your parents would say, use your imagination.
Yes.
So you would do this. I mean, look, I had a raccoon as a German Shepherd for 3 weeks.
Oh, my God.
Ain't nobody knew. Because they told me to use my imagination.
All right, you guys. Meg Thee Stallion is having a hair crisis. So she was really excited to get her faux locks. But now it looks like she may have to keep them in forever.
So Kellen came over here yesterday and he's like, bitch, you ready for this new style? I'm like, yes, I'm ready for a new cut, a new color, bitch. Put a new wig on me. Why does boy don't know how to take these locks out? Why you let me get this hairstyle and you don't know how to take it out?
For making a big difference.
ooh, I want these locks, I want these locks. So I find her somebody, these locks in her head. I try to take them out. This is after she been swimming in the ocean with them and all kind of stuff. And now she mad at me. I tried to get them out. I tried three times. Flew to her. I couldn't get them out. Somebody help me.
Y'all better call Jada Pinkett on that and get those clippers ready.
Ooh.
You might be shaving that head.
So you bet, the person who put them in needs to come take them out then.
By the way, Hunter, I know you probably don't understand this, but when a hairstylist tells a black woman, I don't know how to take them out, that's like hearing a doctor say, well, I didn't know what the side effects were.
Right.
Bitch!
Yes.
You had better tell me what the hell's going on here.
And that is a fact. I thought she was just keeping it in because she liked it, because normally she changes it every few days, but now it looks like she's keeping it because she has no choice.
Oh my God, this is like Terica, what's her name, with the Gorilla Glue boo.
Oh my God.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I mean, eventually they'll get somebody, Megan can buy somebody in, but this is a little bit of a sticky situation. Moving on, we have more proof that The Rock is really, truly the nicest guy in Hollywood. He was out for a drive over the weekend and he decided to surprise some tourists.
All right, this is kind of funny. There's a tour bus here. It always tours through my neighborhood. Hey, you guys know where I can find The Rock? How you guys doing? I'll wait. Don't worry.
What a special surprise.
How you guys doing? Everybody good? All right. Hey, you're very welcome. All right, brother. Oh, cool. Well, you guys have a good trip. All right. Thank you. Love you too.
We all see these going through LA, you know, every single day. But I mean, he is kind of the coolest celeb.
I've rolled down my windows when I got next to one just to be like, and then they go, hey, do you want to hop on this tour bus and see some celebrities?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever rolled down the window and been like, hi.
Oh, for sure. And they're like, Wayne Brady. I'm like, oh my God, I feel bad for Wayne Brady, Jason Bolden, and there's another black guy I just feel bad for, because anytime I'm in the airport, somebody's like, hey, can I get a picture? And I'm like, for sure, tag me, make sure you tag me. And I'm sitting there with like a donut hanging out my mouth, crust in my eyes, the Lunesta still has my right side of my face paralyzed. And they're like, thank you, Mr. Brady. I'm like, don't forget to tag Wayne Brady.
People recognize you from your game shows?
The only people who've ever recognized me from Emo Genius are people who work at TSA, and then I'll meet somebody and they'll go, oh my God, you hosted Emo Genius. And I go, oh yeah, do you like the show? And they go, I was on the show. And I go,
oh my God. Did you have your beard when you hosted that show?
No.
And they still recognize you.
I was barefaced. I had like, you know, clear frames.
But you had
on.
The ears.
Because of the ears.
Yeah.
They're like, I recognize those wind sails anywhere.
Oh my God, I never recognized your ears.
Really?
I've never in my life recognized your ears.
Well, look at that.
That makes me feel good.
I've never.
By the way, we love Hunter's ears, everybody. We love them.
There was one episode where they made fun of him, Nina Moore. It was really funny. I thought it was funny. But all the comments were like, how dare you? Like, his ears are so cute. And I was like, they're so mean.
Yeah. And then also from his, like, burner account, he's like, kill them. Yeah. Anyway. All right, Channing Tatum and Zoe Kravitz. I think they might be my new favorite maybe couple.
Really?
I think so. Yeah, they're obviously are dating rumors right now. You guys, they were spotted in New York together. First of all, Zoe Kravitz is just so mind-blowingly hot. I can't even take it.
So hot.
She's just everything. But Justin, I have a serious question for you. If a grown-ass man rolls around on a bike like this, are you going on the date with him?
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Does he have a job?
He has a job.
Does he have a pulse?
Yes.
Then a bitch is gonna take it. Okay?
Because a good man. You get on the handlebars.
Right? A good man who is alive is hard to find in Los Angeles.
Channing Tatum on a bike is not a broke boy. You know what I mean?
No. I wouldn't even take a broke one.
Really? Now you're going too far.
Broke is the best.
Oh.
Am I wrong?
It's got some earning to do, you know?
Oh, broke in jail, bitch? Come
jail?
On. Yes. If a man gets out of jail and he comes to your house first, it is going all the way down. Get the gurney now, bitch.
Is this why you be hopping off of FaceTime so quick?
This is why I be calling out on Tuesdays and Thursdays, because they let people out on Mondays and Wednesdays.
Oh my God, Justin!
Yes.
Oh my God, we gotta take a break. But coming up, balloons are good for birthdays, but are they good for anger management too? A jealous woman is about to find out. That's next. Woo!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're getting right into it because the Real Housewives of Potomac is coming for everybody's neck. So after cocktails at lunch, they still showed up for a whiskey tasting. Then Wendy decided to confront the group about her husband's infidelity rumors.
Pop it. Yes!
Hey guys, since we're all twerking, I just want to have a conversation. Let's be very clear. Don't attack my husband.
Yeah.
Because that's something I do not play with.
Why are you looking at me?
I'm looking at you because it was your ass having the conversation with Ashley.
Did you tell her what I said?
And so I'm putting your ass on notice. Mm. Because what you're not going to do, let's be very clear, is you're not going to play with my husband's name. Don't with my family. And I'm saying it to you kindly.
I don't care if you say it meanly.
It don't matter.
I don't give a
don't you get
I'll
your
get
ass
to it. You...
Don't
okay,
with
Wendy.
Me.
And Wendy is a doctor. I need you to understand. But there is a level that you go back to when people play with you. And there are, for me as a Black woman, I think there are, you have like three things in your mind where you're like, this is going to send me backwards.
Yes.
And for Wendy, it's clearly talking about her husband. Are you okay, Hunter? Because you look scared.
I like the energy. that whole room, it started off great. I love the dancing. And then it got heated.
I like
the passion that they have for their partners. This is great.
Your name is not Zenwin no more, honey. It's the Wind Reaper, bitch, because you were coming for souls that day.
Yes.
And I think sometimes, look, Housewives turns into Mortal Kombat. You got to finish a bitch, okay? You just got to finish a bitch.
Finish her!
Finish her, bitch!
Listen, I like Giselle, but I do feel like right now, she has her own relationship issues, and it's making her dive into everybody else's business. Even if you're just talking about somebody's husband cheating.
I just love how they have, like, temporary amnesia.
Right.
They're like, did I tell you that? Well, meanwhile, she told four other people the same thing, and she forgetting.
She's like, why are you looking at me? I'm looking at you, bitch, because you said it.
Yes.
That's why I'm looking at you. And I think Giselle has since said that she was wrong for doing that. She has admitted that she was wrong. I don't think that's going to clear up the beef between them, but it is juicy to watch.
By the way, Wendy got them new got a new attitude, and I'm here for it, okay? Attitude.
I'm on Giselle's side. I don't know the storyline, but I like Giselle a lot. I feel like Giselle's the type of woman I need in my life.
Oh, yeah?
A little bit.
Let's talk about Suite Life Los Angeles. Okay, so this man actually has some Tesla dreams.
What you stressed about?
It's just crazy right now, and I can't with that. And I am not using it at all.
What's your angle?
I don't even know for real. I just want to do something like more creative. I don't want to work for anyone.
Music management, my artist grip. Like we finally getting that notoriety, you know? It's up, man. It's up ugly right now too.
I can't with that. All right, Mr. Duct Tape. So after you up though, what kind of car are you getting?
A Tesla. That's what I'm looking at right now.
It's okay. My homie's on the come up.
Have you ever been on a date with a man who had a hoopty? Hold on. Let me back that up for you. Let me say it in words that you can understand. Have you ever had a man with a mattress on the floor?
No.
Nina?
I swear to God. No. Never.
You missing out again. You are missing out on a really good experience.
Have you dated a girl with like an air mattress?
No, not with an air mattress. I think women are much more likely to put their bed 6 inches off the ground than guys are. You know, like we're like, this is true. Fun.
How Actually, disappointed Tita. Would you be if you slept with a man who had his bed on the floor and the was wet?
Oh, you can't be broke and wet.
All right, anyway. Over on TLC's You, Me, and My Ex, Kay is absolutely over playing house with Jerry's ex, Jessica. And since Jerry is not really stepping up for his woman, Kay took matter into her own hands.
Kay's here. She just arrived.
Why do I feel scared?
I'm having a mini stroke.
Feel like it.
Hello.
What's up with the balloons?
The balloons is to restrain myself from getting physical because I really
really, really am to that point. So when I'm ready, I'm just gonna hit the balloons like it's their face to try to refrain myself from exploding.
I don't know how to get along with someone like that.
I'm starting to wonder if I wanna really punch you instead of the balloon.
That's me on Sister Wives. That is me on Sister Wives.
This is a woman to her breaking point. So there's obviously she's responsible for herself. But if I'm in a relationship with you, why are you so quiet? Why is her man so quiet?
Well, I'll say we're scared, you know? A lot of the time in a relationship with a woman, we're terrified. So what you're doing right now is you're victim blaming.
Okay. Okay.
We're conditioned. We're conditioned, and it's terrifying to say stuff sometimes.
She's got to just leave. She's got to leave that situation.
I will tell you, when I hear you speak in that tone, because it's like a sensor goes off, and I hear a Black woman speak very calmly and very nicely, but there's an undertone to it, uh-huh. Like a dog whistle that only I can hear. I tell everyone around me, don't make any sudden moves, and don't say a word. And there's always one white dude who's like, what's wrong, Nina? And I'm like this, no. And then all of a sudden it's like, why day? And I'm like, I told you mother not to say a word.
Good now.
Deuces.
But I'm a good support system.
Know better. You know, they all go to the church of Kenny Loggins. It's like, you gotta know when to fold them. You know, they all like to say that. You just gotta know when to hold them. What do you say?
I've never said that.
Who is Kenny Loggins?
Kenny Loggins is like...
Are you
like,
talking about Kenny Rogers?
Am I talking
what
about
the f- is Kenny Loggins?
I knew
Kenny
it was
Loggins
a Kenny,
is the
oh, my God. I just thought I didn't
white
know my...
Kenny.
I thought I didn't know my white people. I was like, I guess he's somebody... I thought he was... He must be a popular folk singer. I don't know who Kenny Loggins is. Well, on that note, you guys, we got to take a break. We're going to sort out our Kennys over here. But coming up, Elon Musk unveiled his new invention that somehow is so convenient, but it's also very creepy. FOMO or no-no is next. Welcome back to Nightly Pop. Sometimes we see things online, we want them immediately. Sometimes we want to stay held away from them. So we have to ask, is it time for FOMO or no-no? Another week, another ridiculous Elon Musk moment. He just unveiled a new AI robot, but he didn't sound too convincing when he was talking about its safety.
It's intended to be friendly, of course. You can run away from it.
What?
And most likely overpower it. So hopefully that doesn't ever happen, but you never know.
Wait a minute. You never know.
You never know.
So if somebody told you, oh, yeah, I want you to take this flight, is this going to be safe? You never know. You getting on it?
The brakes kind of work.
Right. I'm not taking that flight. I'm confused.
First of all, he needs to just go ahead and get this autopilot all the way together in these Teslas before he moves on
right.
to a whole
That's
robot.
So true.
Okay?
Yeah. That's a fact.
What is he making? A Cat Williams replica? It's like, it's 5'8", 145 pounds. You can run from it. I'm like, is this thing trying to kill me?
Right. 5 miles an hour, if you've ever been in like an American high school, a lot of kids can't run 5 miles an hour. You know,
in
those
American
kids are
school.
Yeah.
What other high school
what
have you been
mean,
in?
American high school.
Just American kids are pretty out of shape.
why are you at high schools right now? Why are you?
To like the Jamaican high school?
Yeah, yeah.
How fast do you think they are at the Jamaican high school?
1,000 miles an hour.
Oh my God. Did you do any sports in high school?
I did all the sports in
you
high
did?
School. I was one of only 4 Black kids at a white high school, so
they put
guess
your
what?
Ass out there.
They put my ass to work. I think I played a Quidditch shoe. Like, I was on a broom looking for that little thing.
I want it, though.
You do?
I'm gonna get it, yeah.
You're gonna get it. Okay.
For
white
sure.
People.
All right, you guys. So, Sierra is taking on one of her biggest fears. She looks very hot, though, with this snake. Take a look.
Okay, it's looking
fun.
At me.
Okay, it's
okay. Listen, Queen Mamba mentality, baby.
Oh, I like that.
Let's go.
I like
go.
That.
Hey. I'm feeling this. Hold on.
Now you feeling
okay,
it.
Okay, you ready?
This
okay, my Britney Spears.
All right, let's go. Hit it.
I'm shaking in my voice. Okay, get it.
Head coming. Head coming. Oh, head coming to you. Head coming. Head on your cheek. Head on your cheek.
Head on it. Can you get him?
You just want to give you a kiss.
Oh, my God.
Now, Sierra, a damn lie. I've seen in a photo with a snake before. His name was Future.
Okay.
Am I? Ain't your baby daddy the snake of the century?
That's why she was so calm. She was like, been here. Sierra's pretty fearless. I feel like once you've been through a breakup like that, you ain't scared of shit.
Girl, once you grew up in the A, okay, you are not scared of a damn thing.
The thing is, I'm not scared of snakes. It's more spiders and like creepy crawlies, I feel like. But like something like that where they're placing it on you, it's not that big of a deal. It's when it's like thrown at you. It's somebody throwing something at me.
There's some footage of you afraid of a snake that wasn't moving.
Yeah, because it wasn't, if it was presented to me, like, hey, I have this pet snake.
You would put it on you.
Yes, I would do that. I would put it on me.
We have the snake over here. Bring the snake in.
Y'all doing?
yeah, it was good.
We all know that bananas is a good source of potassium, but they can also be good for your TikTok feed. But only if you do something stupid with them like this.
Can you replay that, Seth?
Oh my God, please don't.
I would love to see it again.
Not.
First of all, you're that fine, and you can put the whole thing in your mouth. You never get the twofer.
He didn't put the whole thing. He bit it.
Look, no, he had to stop himself.
He bit it.
He had to slap himself.
This is disgusting. No. I've realized I don't like watching people eat. Like, I don't want to watch a video where you're eating. Like, that's like, what am I doing with my time?
Oh, he's like, so fine. I would watch it all day.
Cute, but I don't want to.
And the fact that the banana is brown too is
just.
I'm sorry, y'all.
This is supposed to be about potassium and the nutrients.
Yeah. I'm good for the system.
This is gonna get some nutrients.
I guess this guy's like a quarterback or something, so he said he was doing this for the nutrients, but really we know he's doing it for the views.
No, he's doing this for OnlyFans pre-October 2021, you know? Before they ruin it, am I right? What am I supposed to look at in the morning?
Oh my God.
But how much money are you gonna save a month?
About $260.
Yeah. Boom. Shakalaka.
There you go.
Laka.
All right, you guys, listen, that is all the time we have for today. Justin, thank you for stopping by and playing with us. We love you.
You guys are having me.
All right, you guys, come back tomorrow for an all-new Nightly Pop, and don't forget to DVR so you don't miss a thing. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Go pick up the bananas.